Many of you may well have heard of a Russian teacher, Vladislav Sukhomlinsky. He was born in 1918 in central Ukraine. He endured a harsh early life through civil war and famine. His mother, a peasant, ensured he had an education, and Vasily became a teacher. In 1941, the Nazis invaded Russia and he was called up to fight. He was badly wounded, his arm almost severed, and he survived only because a woman spoke encouraging words to him. He blacked out and never knew whether that woman lived or died. Unfit for further duty, he continued to teach. After the war, he discovered that his young wife and infant son had been killed. She was betrayed to the Germans by a town official, and as it turned out, also by many of her fellow villagers who were complicit in her torturous death. The Nazis had used her baby son to try and get a confession out of her and killed him right in front of her. The amount of rage Vasily felt was understandably enormous. He could not believe that, to use his own words, anyone born of a mother could be so inhuman. Out of this dreadful struggle was born a teacher of incredible passion, someone who wanted to make sure it never happened again. He developed a holistic approach to education and taught children to think, to feel, to be curious, to learn to live life deeply, so that the horror might be banished. He died amid controversy in September 1970 from the shrapnel piece left in his chest from his wartime wounding. One of the many things he taught the children to do was to look at people's faces. He and the children would go for a walk down a particular lane in their country village where they were sure to see people, and then they greeted the people. Vasily would have them take note of what they saw on the faces and how it made them feel and what might just be going on in that person's life. Of course, no one could ever be the same once they had connected in this way. Have you ever really looked into the face of another? What was it like? How did it feel? What did it tell you? Most of us are so busy running here and there, we don't notice the faces of those around us, and therefore we are not changed and we don't make connections. The words from Psalm 27 come to mind. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. If we really looked into the face of God, perhaps we would never forget what we see there. An all-knowing face from whom nothing is hidden, a face radiating only love for you. I wonder what he would see on your face.